Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman, did anything new with abortion happen this week in Washington?
Yes, on Tuesday, the Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, announced its decision on the California mandate that all health insurers must offer only plans that cover abortion. HHS concluded that California did nothing wrong when it required health insurers to cover abortion, even though California's action explicitly violates the federal Weldon Amendment. The Weldon Amendment says that no funding may go to a state that discriminates against a health entity because it declines to participate in abortions, and that includes health insurance plans. California actively discriminated against health plans that exclude coverage of abortions when it decreed that health insurers could no longer offer them. But HHS insists that no violation occurred because health insurers did not have a religious objection to covering abortion. However, the Weldon Amendment says nothing about religious discrimination. It applies to any type of discrimination against entities that do not participate in abortions for any reason. Clearly, the Department of Health and Human Services was looking for a loophole so that it wouldn't have to punish California's indisputable violation of the Weldon Amendment. Please be assured that I will continue to work on behalf of those seeking redress from California's unlawful mandate.
Okay, thank you. What is going on this week with Great Britain?
Well, as many of you have probably been hearing on the news, Great Britain has been considering withdrawing from the European Union. It held a vote on Thursday, and the British voted to leave the European Union. Proponents of leaving said that the European Union, or EU, threatened Britain's sovereignty, that it created too many burdensome regulations. Both sides have essentially been in a dead heat throughout the campaign on this issue, and experts predicted that Thursday's vote would be close, especially with dreary weather that day.
Did anything new happen this week with health care?
Yes, on Wednesday, the Republicans rolled out their plan for health care, a product of the health care task force that Speaker Ryan created in February. This plan isn't just an alternative to Obamacare. It includes many reforms that Republicans have been wanting to make in the health realm, including building on the Energy and Commerce Committee's Cures initiative to accelerate the discovery of new cures. The white paper the task force created also includes a three-pronged approach to reform Medicare so that it can operate sustainably and continue to serve seniors well into the future.
Did anything specifically happen with the Zika virus this week?
Yes, early Thursday morning, the House passed funding within the Military Construction Veterans Affairs Bill to combat the Zika virus. This final bill has been agreed upon by the House and the Senate. And not only does it pass funding to fight Zika, it also holds the VA accountable for every dollar it spends. The bill is also critical to fund the infrastructure that supports our troops and their families. Getting it signed into law by the president will fulfill the commitment we made to soldiers that have fought and sacrificed for our nation.
Great. And do you have a good news headliner for us?
Yes, indeed. I would like to congratulate Jim Furyk, a Manheim Township High School graduate, for coming in second place in the U.S. Open Golf Championship this year. The U.S. Open took place in Pittsburgh from June 16 to 19. Jim grew up in Lancaster, attended high school in Manheim Township, where he became a state champion golfer as early as 1988 and before leading his team at the University of Arizona to its only NCAA title. He played golf at Media Heights Golf Club just south of Lancaster City. This year, Jim missed the Masters in the first 4 months of his season after undergoing wrist surgery, so his excellent finish in the U.S. Open was even more impressive since it was his only his fifth tournament of this season. So well done, Jim. You make the 16th Congressional District proud.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.